Residual hauntings in County Wicklow this time on Culture File. The Ancestors is sound artist Joseph Young's new sound walk through the grounds of Kilruddery House in County Wicklow. In the music, story and field recordings work, the artist tries to make the visible and no longer with us leap from the Kilruddery archives into visitors' ears. Vanessa Noonan went to Kilruddery to meet the artist, walk the walk and talk the talk of ghosts, landscapes and the stone tape theory.
Do you want to just have a little wander around, just kind of get a little flavour of the place?
Yeah,
first,
that would be amazing.
And then we'll find somebody to
sit. So my process as an artist working with sound essentially is to go somewhere and I listen. And I understand the world through listening. And out of that listening process, so often that takes place initially without any technology at all. And then I will perhaps, you know, go back to that place many times and find ways to record it and start to understand what are the kind of things there that are in the soundscape of that place now that tells me something about this place that I can then make a piece of work about it. And the way that work evolves, sometimes it might be an installation for a gallery space, it might be a film, it might be a text piece for a publication, it might be a digital album even, you know, all these kind of things. But it all starts with a process of essentially walking and listening, and that's how I understand the world. And so my job as an artist is to then take that walking and listening process and find a way of making that interesting for an audience. I was investigating the written archives of Kilruddery House and Gardens, where we're walking right now. So my job as an artist essentially was to look at their written archives and then to find a way of making an artistic experience or an encounter out of the archives. The big part of it, first of all, was to figure out, well, what's there? You know, you've got 400 years worth of written material, and then you've got to try and think, well, okay, you know, so you've got land deeds, you've got letters, you've got latterly, you know, photographs, you've got diary entries. And then it's finding a way to make that into what is now a geolocated sound walk in the estate called the Ancestors. So as you wander around the gardens, the formal gardens, you encounter these spectral characters from the archive.
The Kilruddery pleasure grounds are open to the public on foot on Mondays or possibly Thursdays.
So I've used something called binaural recording technology, which is essentially little tiny microphones you put inside your ears. And when you record in that way, you listen back, especially on headphones, you really get this sense of being there. You're right in the place. So it's like almost kind of virtual reality for audio. By doing that, and I work with some local actors to recreate some of the material from the archives, and then there are also musical episodes, and there are contemporary field recordings. You hear the voices of the people that live here now, the family, the Brabazon family. And as you walk around, your phone senses where you are, and things are triggered automatically as you walk around.
I go tomorrow to Glenmalure to see with my own eyes.
Should we keep walking? Let's go down here.
What each tenant
down by the long pond
is doing.
Stone tape theory sounds fancy, but it's not really a theory at all. It's something that grew up on, as far as we know, on kind of paranormal sort of forums on the internet. But it relates back to sort of two particular sort of founding things. One is a BBC drama, horror drama, and that was about a group of technologists in a sort of an old English country house, and they inadvertently came across this idea that through technology you could kind of activate the ghosts.
Testing room wavelength, take one.
Stop it! Oh, stop it!
Right, that's enough.
It's not there.
And that links back also to so there was a writer called T.C. Lethbridge, and he was a former academic who got very interested in the paranormal and started writing a whole series of books. And although he never used the word stone tape theory, basically his ideas were the kind of basis for it. And he was particularly talking about trauma, so that historic events or traumatic events can be recorded by stones, like a sort of an analogue tape recorder in a way, and that through technological intervention or through the minds of a sensitive person, somebody who's sensitive to these kind of energies, they can be replayed in the mind of the listener. And so that's the way I started to think about this sound walk, was that the technology is kind of a bit like a divining tool in a way, and that you're kind of wandering around kind of looking for sort of sonic ghosts in the landscape. But in this case, the listener doesn't have to do anything as such. You know, you can literally just kind of walk around and you'll encounter things. I wanted to do it like that rather than people sort of staring at their phones or having somebody describe what is there and what the archives are about. It's much more a sense of like an adventure or an encounter. You come across something, and as you start to hear these different stories from all these different times over the 400-year period, that you get to make up your own ideas about what these archives are about and how they relate to a bigger story of the sort of social history of the island of Ireland.
Underneath this stone do lie bones of men of days gone by, those who in Christ's faith have died.
One of the things that's in the sand trail is this figure called Keeper of the Archive. And the Keeper of the Archive is essentially my voice. I wanted to be able to comment as an artist on the archive. So rather than have a central kind of audio guide voice that you get in a lot of museum audio tours that's kind of telling you about things, that kind of authoritative, authorial voice, I wanted to kind of, you know, mix things up a bit in a way to complexify the idea of the archives. So rather than say the archives is about this, it's actually about many things. What I learned from working with the family and talking about the way they already tell their heritage narrative, because this place is open to the public, but there's an existing heritage narrative, and I started with that, and you start to realize, well, that's the story. In the end, what you're doing here when you're making a piece of work about these historic archives is you're creating not exactly a fiction, but it is definitely storytelling told from a particular point of view. And what I wanted the ancestors to do was to open that up, though, as the audience walks around, they have the opportunity to make up their own mind about what these archives represent. Again, coming back to stone tape theory, in a sense, what I've done here is to write the story onto the landscape digitally. So that you can go and uncover all those different layers of meaning as you wander the grounds.
Sound artist Joseph Young was talking there to Vanessa Noonan at Kilruddery House in County Wicklow, and visitors to the house and gardens can experience the work, the ancestors, via smartphone and the Echoes app, which you'll find at your app store, obviously.